Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
.434 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yeah, it's Tuesday. We got a lot of stuff going on. We got Dinesh D'Souza dropping by just about an hour from now. Looking forward to chatting with him again. It's been a while since he has been on. We had Gordon Chang on earlier. If you missed my chat with Gordon and the threat from China, man, just head online, newsradio.wrva.com, newsradio.wrva.com, and you will be able to find the entire conversation there. I would urge you to check that out. You know, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line always available to you at 833-804-1140. We got some great people who were part of this program, and Craig Peterson happens to be one of them. Craig is our go-to guy on not just tech issues. You know, he's not going to tell you how to unbrick your phone, although that's probably not a bad piece of information to know. And I am sure that Apple's never do that. But how to stay safe online. There's a lot of stuff out there that can be very, very dangerous. Craig, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Thanks. Yeah, you guys like the lineup. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, you are part of the star-studded extravaganza today. There's never, ever any problems with the Apple phone. Is that correct? The iPhone, never, ever?
You're 100% correct, sir.
Okay.
Well, when it comes to the cybersecurity side, believe me, there is nothing like an iPhone. When it comes to problems and repairs and things, Macs and iPhones tend to last a very long time. You know, if you're buying a laptop from one of the big box retailers and you're spending just a few hundred bucks on it, the average lifespan is about 7 months. That's it. So the Apple costs you a lot more. The iPhone costs you more, but it's made with quality components. It's going to last, and Apple supports the phones for 7 years. So there's not much to complain about. And you know what, Jeff? You don't have to buy the latest model. You don't have to go get a 16. You can still buy 15s. You can get 14s. You can get 13s. And most of the carriers out there, the telephone companies, will give you one for free. It's really a good deal.
Let me tell you the personal motivation for asking you. All right. Now, I was driving this morning and I was going someplace. I'm not even allowed to talk about it, but it was to someplace and to do something that I was going to get some photos of. Very, very important, meaningful photos. And as I was driving, I was listening to, some podcast on Spotify. And all of a sudden, it seemed as if Spotify was there, and behind the Spotify screen was the regular phone screen, but I couldn't get anything to work, you know? And I thought, well, oh, you just power it down. You know, that's right. That's the cure-all. It's like hitting it where it's already dented. But it wouldn't even do that, and I know you're going to lecture me about the Droid, but it wouldn't do that. And then I thought back to the good old days, Craig, when you just popped the battery out of the back, and all was right with the world. So I felt like I had been transported back in time. Now, I don't know what happened, but somehow, some way, and I think every thing that goes wrong today, we're blaming on solar flares. So maybe it was a solar flare that hit my phone.
Yeah.
But I swear to you, I was terrified that this phone, which, you know, was supposed to be amazing, was all of a sudden going to be a brick and there wasn't going to be a damn thing I could do about it.
Yeah. Well, there's, believe it or not, most people aren't aware of this, but there are cosmic rays out there that come through our atmosphere. They may hit through some the upper layers of the atmosphere, come all the way down, and will cause corruption in computer memory, in your memory on your smartphones. And it can really mess things up. And when you're talking about the solar cycles, and we're in a pretty heavy solar cycle right now, and there is a lot of radiation coming from the sun, and that radiation isn't all stopped by that magnetic layer up there.
Wow. So wait a minute. So the solar flare really could have messed up my phone this morning?
Well, it's entirely possible. Oh. It's more likely if you're in an airplane because you're exposed to more radiation the higher up you are in the atmosphere. And it also, the further north you are, you'll get even more of it. But it's entirely possible. Plus, the cosmic rays that are coming from even black holes are emitting all kinds of nasty stuff. And if it comes in your direction, in fact, if one of those hit the Earth, it would end all life on Earth. One of the really strong ones. But there's small ones all of the time. It's a real problem for satellites. It's a problem for astronauts. And it's even a problem for us here on Earth. And that's why computers that are professional computers have what's called ECC RAM. In other words, error-correcting memory. Because when there is an error that's caused by whatever, it notices it and it fixes it immediately. But you don't see that in consumer equipment.
Oh, my. Is it possible to get it, or is that just out of my price range?
Yeah. No, you can. It's not that expensive anymore. Your ECC2 is very good. It's a 2-bit checksum. ECC3 is even better. But again, you have to pay for it. You're not going to get that in a $150 Chromebook. But you will get that in the higher-end pieces of equipment. And you can look for that, too, because if you're doing accounting, if you're doing various types of things, that the numbers matter. And if a bit shifts somewhere, you should be using some of the better equipment that's out there, including the processors. Like the Xeon family of Intel processors is much more commercial than, for instance, the i-series, i5, i7, i9. Xeons are meant to move a lot of data around. So you really kind of have to look at what's your application, what are you doing, and if you're just sending a couple of cat pictures and posting them online, your Samsung will probably do fine.
Now, you know, you lost me after cosmic rays, right? I have no idea, because there's no subtitles for what you just told me, but I'm sure it was very important, and the tech folks among us got it. I do want to ask you, though, and I do remind everybody, Craig Peterson is here, who, in addition to being brilliant, that is on full display every time he's with us, he's really just salt of the earth, a super nice guy who's trying to help everybody stay safe. That's the big issue. You had a piece in your last newsletter about the online scams and how none of us would ever fall for an online scam, and all you have to do is ask us and we would tell you, not a chance. And that's baloney, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And it's everyone of every age group. There's a great study. If you sign up for the newsletter today, you'll get that. But a great study that looks at the different age groups. And, you know, we all assume it's great grandma and grandpa, right, that are going to have the problems with scammers, right? And they certainly do, because, you know, us older folks, we are much more, trusting of other people. I think that's the right word. But when we're talking about the younger guys and gals, boy, they are just as vulnerable. And there's another study that found that email addresses, which are important, right? And you don't want to just give them away willy-nilly.
Right.
But that the Gen Zs, the younger people, will trade their email address for a donut. So they're not aware of how scammy things are out there, and scams have increased dramatically everywhere you look. So you got to be careful. So I've got a pointer in the newsletter to a study that was done by Harvard, and I thought they did a very good job. But we got to be very, very careful.
Now, okay, so here's what I am having a little bit of difficulty with, and I believe you because you're telling me that. Younger people are giving away their email and their online information anytime that somebody asks for it. Now, I thought that they were, I mean, they grew up with this. I would think they would be far more savvy than, again, you know, grandma who's like, wow, so this stuff flies through the air to another box that looks.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Just like it. That's incredible, right? I mean,
yeah. But they become so accustomed to it, and they think they know what they're doing. You know how it is. You remember being in your 20s, right?
Yes.
And so that's where it gets to be a real problem with that generation. And there's another article that I did not include. Maybe I'll try and put it in a future one. Okay. But that's talking about Gen Z and how hiring managers are running away from Gen Zs because they don't want to work. They want to show up when they want to show up, do what they want to do, and work from home most of the time because they're comfortable with technology, but not with real life. You know, you don't start a job at $250,000 a year.
And you don't start as the president and CEO? What gives, man?
Yeah, things have changed, haven't they? Someone should talk to the dock workers.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Those guys, God bless them. I mean, they're holding everybody up, and it's like extortion as far as I'm concerned. But uh-huh. Their jobs are done, right? Those jobs should have been done by robots 50 freaking years ago.
Yeah, I have two kids who are in the marine industry, right. and one of them is logistics. She was a Navy officer as well. But anyways, in talking with her about this whole problem, she agrees with me entirely. So she's a smart kid. And what she was saying is, hey, listen, we could really have almost everything done by AI in an automated fashion. You know, we've got to load the ships the right way so they don't tip over when they're in port. And we have to offload it the right way, again, so they don't tip over. And so it's stable when it's at sea. That's perfect for a computer. You've got to take these containers. Everything's containerized nowadays, almost everything. And that container is easily transported and moved to the dock and put aside for that truck that's going to show up next Wednesday to pick up these other ones, right? It's a perfect thing. And yet, I looked at the Wall Street Journal, had the salaries of these guys and gals working on the docks. We're talking about a common salary of $250,000 a year. And they just got, what was it, a 67% increase, and they're going to go back on strike in January?
Yeah. I think, let's be honest here, Craig, you and I clearly made the wrong decision career-wise because we should have been dock workers. But you look at the guy who's the president of their union, right? What was it, a 7,000-square-foot home, a Bentley, a $900,000-a-year salary, and alleged ties between some in the union and some in the mafia? I'm shocked. I mean, that's like gambling going on with Captain Renault.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, you look at it and say, well, I wonder if they're trying to make sure that things don't back up because they want Ms. Harris elected president, you know? All kinds of ties.
It makes the mind.
But it should be. It should be completely automated. Those jobs should be gone. And other people are losing jobs. And I know that a coal miner can go ahead and become a programmer. President Biden told us that. But dock workers can find other jobs, too.
Yes, they just need to learn how to code. I heard that. They just become
coders. Yeah.
Absolutely. It'll all work out. Hey, Craig, I want people signing up for your newsletter, man, because there's so much in there on a weekly basis. How do they do that?
Well, if you go to my website, craigpeterson.com, right there on the homepage, you can sign up. I'll send you this week's newsletter, and I will also send you all of the future ones absolutely for free. And I'm trying to make the internet a safe place again. One man here working hard. Well, there's others.
Well, I think you're doing a pretty doggone good job, and I always appreciate you being here. Thank you, sir. That is Craig Peterson, and he really is trying to make the web a safer place. That's what it is. Isn't that interesting, though, that your kids and my kids are actually more susceptible to this? Because it's just something they don't even think about. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.